This is On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU. I'm your host, Patrick Campion. And sitting alongside me, as usual, is the project manager for Concentrate Media on this project, Sarah Rigg. Welcome.
Hello.
And good morning. And thanks for bringing us. This is something that we've talked about a little bit on the air here, but only in the context of Eastern's involvement in it. And I can see why this was an attractive story for you, because it involves a pretty broad cross-section of our community.
Yep.
And there's a lot more to talk about than what has already been talked about here. So talk a little bit about what you're doing this week.
So we did a story about Ipsy Writes. It's a collaboration between multiple partners, Eastern Michigan University writing staff, the Ypsilanti District Library, 826 Michigan. There's a couple of other partners that we'll get into further into the program. But it's a combination of drop-in hours for writing help, anything from writing your memoirs or poetry to, making a cover letter for a job, and then structured events for both adults and children.
And this is at concentratemedia.com. We can find all your great work
there.
That's
right.
And all over social media and stuff. And we'll link to everything that we talk about here. In addition, we link over to these places, too, because I know there are people listening right now that are thinking, I might want to be involved with this, or I might want to get in front of this, or I might need this in my life. So we will make sure that you have all the information you need. And, of course, Sarah's great write-ups at concentratemedia.com are way more in-depth than what we're able to talk about here today. This is kind of just a supplementary interview to get you interested enough to head on over and get the scoop there. And some pictures from Doug this week?
Yep, that's right.
Well, I'm curious about what he took pictures of. I guess we'll just have to go find out.
I guess you'll have to go take a look.
So who did you bring with you this morning and that we're going to be talking with?
So I brought Catherine from 826 Michigan, the youth writing nonprofit from our area, and Jody from the Ypsilanti District Library, so they can talk about their roles in the Ipsy Writes program.
So good morning, Catherine, and good morning, Jody, and thanks for being here. And
good morning.
Let's talk about it a little bit from the library's perspective first. I'm assuming that the library sees a need in the community and then goes out to try and figure out how to fill that need. Is that the basic thought behind something like this, or is this more of a big collaboration to offer a lot of stuff to the community?
I think it was more of a big collaboration. So we've worked with 826 Michigan for quite a while, offering youth and youth programming and in a variety of ways. But bringing in the Eastern Michigan University Office for Campus and Community Writing, that was kind of, we first started collaborating with them about 2 years ago when Catherine introduced me. And so just all three of us starting to talk about how to serve all ages was really what we were doing here.
And you've already had a kind of a big launch for this, right?
Last weekend.
And how did that go?
It went really well.
Great.
Yeah.
And this is, you had that at the Whitaker branch, right? But then this is available at all branches.
Actually, it kicked off at all locations,
Okay.
So that
Great.
Was exciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just for like a 30,000-foot overview for people who aren't familiar with this, what is Ipsy Writes?
Ipsy Writes is... Do you want to talk about that,
yeah.
Catherine?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's good. We'll punt to the more knowledgeable person on the subject. Hi, yeah, Catherine. Good
hi,
morning.
Hi. We're all knowledgeable. We all hold a different piece of it. And so it's a collaborative effort between the library, between 826 Michigan, and between Eastern's Office of Campus and Community Writing. And what we had, 826 Michigan, have been working with the library, like Jody said, for the past decade. Offering writing program for young people, and sometimes families, the adults in the families, would come to us and be like, well, can I participate? And of course they could always participate as volunteers, but sometimes, you know, there would be an interest in doing more, and 826 Michigan's mission is to work with young people under the age of 18, and so we had also been working with the Office of Campus and Community Writing. They've helped us in our trainings for volunteers, and we all got together and we were thinking, like, okay, is there a way that we could be working with adults in the community, young people in the community? And since so many people are coming to the library anyway, naturally thinking like, oh, this is a place I could like work on my book or like ask questions about writing, it just seemed like a really natural partnership where someone could go to the Ipsy Library's website and find out about writing and find out about here's where I could write, here's where my young person could write.
And for,
go ahead,
I was just going to say, for us, a lot of times we're doing over-the-shoulder teaching. So we're helping people with their resume and their cover letter, but then we don't have time to stop and help them edit it. And so to be able to say, you can come back on Saturday at 11 and get more help with that is
so there's
really
a
useful.
Formal place for things you're doing informally, mm-hmm. the beginnings of, but this will take it to the completion in some of those cases.
Yeah.
So, Catherine, what is 826 Michigan? For I had not heard about it until a couple weeks ago. So, you know, let's let people know.
Great
who are
question.
You and what do you do?
So our name is a little bit tricky. It is a number, 826 Michigan. Altogether, some people think that that is our address. It is not. But it is the name of a nonprofit organization. And we work in southeastern Michigan. So we work with over 3,000 school-age students in Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, and Detroit. And we offer free writing-based programming. We also offer tutoring in all subjects. But we work in schools, in a lot of schools in Ypsilanti. We also work, like I said, in other city schools, doing writing projects with students, with their teachers. And often those writing projects result in some kind of publication. So a professionally bound book, a special kind of reading or celebration. And our goal is to amplify student voice and really help think about how we as a community can identify as writers.
So because I get to play devil's advocate because I'm sitting on this side of the table.
Yes.
If somebody's listening right now and they go, well, why do teachers need help with helping kids write better? This shouldn't that be the job of the schools? I know the answer to this question, but I'd love for you to explain why there is a necessity for an organization like yours to exist.
That's a great question. And, you know, I think that what 826 Michigan offers, it's certainly not in place of writing curriculum, but it is an augmentation of. And so, you know, teachers, students, they're very busy. They're doing a lot of different things in classrooms. And this is a special opportunity to get to write creatively, which, you know, depending on the classroom, there's a lot of other things going on. And they might not necessarily always have that opportunity. And they might not necessarily have that opportunity to have other adults in the classroom. And so what 826 Michigan does is it brings volunteers from the community to be those extra eyes, ears, hands, to be that extra audience member for a student who's working on a creative writing project.
So you're kind of supplementing a process that already exists by offering more resources.
Exactly.
So how long have you been in the Ipsy area? How long have you been working with Ipsy schools?
826 Michigan?
Yeah.
We've been in Ipsy for the past 15 years.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So if you're a kid that's come up through schools or if you're a parent that's had kids in these schools, you're probably already familiar with what 826 is.
Actually, can I tell you a story about
that? Sure, absolutely. So, we love stories.
A few weeks ago, we were leading a workshop on the college entrance essay, Personal Statements, at Ypsilanti Community High School. And there were seniors in that class, and I was holding up sample publications from the past. And there were seniors in that class who said, I was published in that book in the second grade. I was published in that book in the third grade. And
so fond memories of it.
And they remembered what their stories were about. They remembered the page number they were on. So, yes, definitely the students who have come up through Ipsy schools, they know about 826 Michigan. They know about our editor, Dr. Blotch. They are writers.
And Jody, how did 826 come into your orbit in the library? I mean, what was your involvement there, and how long have you been kind of working together with them? Not on this project, but other things.
At least 10 years. I started about 10 years ago, and I was the teen librarian at the downtown location, and we had weekly writing, drop-in writing for teenagers. That was when I first met everybody at 826. And then now that I'm out at Whitaker, it's like changed a little bit, and we're doing more of these special workshops periodically.
And is there something unique about or unusual about our Ypsilanti community that makes a program like this attractive to you as somebody that's in the library system here? That you, again, you see a need in the community, we're trying to fill it. What is it about Ypsilanti that makes something like this so important?
Well, at the library, we're always trying to connect people to experts, and there is a need for writing, especially for parents. I think when they have kids that are really young, they know that they should teach them to write the alphabet. But as they grow older, you might not always have the skills to support your child's writing. And so just being able to connect people to that, those ideas through the family writing workshops that 826 has done, it's been really great. I think that's important.
And Catherine, I'm going to ask you an interesting question here. I'm curious to know, why are you passionate about writing? Why is writing so important?
Oh my gosh. Well,
I've got 10 seconds.
I was just thinking about how, like, just everybody has a story to tell, right? And I think that when we are able to tell our story in such a way that people can hear it or they can read it, there's a real power in that. And we talk about writing at 826 Michigan. Wait, did I really only have 10 seconds?
No, okay. No.
We talk about how writers use writing to understand, to make sense of the world, to learn about who they are, and then also to use their power to make change and to make a better world. And if a student is feeling like, you know, they feel frustrated as a writer, or they feel like they can't get those ideas down on the page, you know, that there's a possibility that they might not feel like they have that power. And also, students are spending a lot of time reading, which is an incredibly important thing. And when one is reading, one is taking someone else's ideas in. But when one is writing, one is putting their ideas out into the world. And so that is why it is such a crucial thing, I think, for young people to be able to harness that power so that they really can see that their words matter.
And it almost seems in some ways like a therapeutic tool for some of these people. This, especially children, this might be the first time they're ever expressing a profound thought in a verbose mm-hmm. way. They're really working mm-hmm. through the process of turning what's going on in their head into something exactly. that other people can read and appreciate, even if it's not ever shared. It's mm-hmm. almost like journaling. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and I know for a lot of people in our community, they need that. They need an outlet to share frustrations or other things. And this is great. I think it's really nice that this steps into that hole a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Jody, you went over the details on the basics of this. So if people are thinking, you know, I don't know exactly what this might mean, but I might show up. Give us some examples of what people show up with or have shown up with and how they get help. I mean, when we talked about this before, it was like resumes or job applications or just wanting to try creative writing in some way or book reports. I mean, there's a billion different things that writing actually mm-hmm. means. You know, what are you seeing that people, or even things that people are missing that they could be coming in for that they're not?
Well, I think one thing is that starting in November, it's National Novel Writing Month, and so that's going to be a focus at the Whitaker Road location, so you can bring anything that you're starting to write and get some inspiration from other writers and get feedback on that. But a lot of other people are using it for more practical types of writing, like the cover letters and...
So basically anything that's putting pen to paper or mm-hmm. fingers to keyboard or thumbs to smartphone in this case, you can get help with it as part of this. And even if you want a creative outlet, you know, it mm-hmm. sounds like you have some ideas too. Of, you know, if I want to write something every day, you might have some great leads or some story ideas to kind of spur a little bit of creative juices to continue down the path with that.
Yeah. And I will say also that for kids, even though these drop-in sessions are for adults, 826 is at our downtown location offering tutoring for kids, and they do a lot of writing there, and some of the works in their publications come out of those tutoring sessions as well.
Yeah, and as you know, Catherine, writing crosses every subject. Mm-hmm. I mean, biology, even math, mm-hmm. there is a writing component to just about all of it. So, you know, when you say tutoring, is it just kind of anything involving writing or anything at all?
Yeah, our after-school tutoring program is for any subject that a student is working on, and we match a volunteer tutor to work with the student on whatever homework they have. And then, like Jody said, we always have a writing component, so there's usually a creative writing exercise and an opportunity for students to revise their work, read it to a caring audience, and then to be published.
Catherine, I'm curious about what happens to these works. I mean, I know that you're shepherding a lot of writing along in here, and for some people it's for a school assignment or a resume or something like that, but for these people that are using this creative writing as an outlet for their artistic writing styles, where does it go? Can people read or experience these things?
Ooh, great question. Actually, we have a really exciting annual celebration of student writing that's coming up on November 9th. It's actually part of the IPSE Writes umbrella of programs that we're offering at the Whitaker Road Library. And on the 9th, we will be publishing our 11th annual omnibus of student writing, which is a compendium that includes student pieces from Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, and Detroit. So we'll have field trip classes, we'll have individual student samples of writing, we'll have longer pieces that were written in collaboration with schools, and those authors will be there live. It's really one of the most exciting events of the year, and so I encourage listeners, if you're curious at all about 826 Michigan and you want to see and you want to hear these young people reading their work, it is a really powerful experience. And so that's at 2 o'clock on November 9th at the Whitaker Road branch of the IPSE District Library.
Interesting. So thank you for coming in today. I mean, thank you for bringing this to our community. Again, if people want to learn more about it, you can find links to it at the story we have at WEMU.org and Sarah's stuff always at concentratemedia.com. You know, what was it about this that kind of stuck with you, Sarah? What did you see or experience that you maybe weren't expecting?
Well, writing is obviously of personal interest to me, but as with a lot of the stories I bring to On the Ground...
Wait, did you run your story through there just to see how it works?
Well, I've got a great editor. Oh, he does most of that. But
sorry, Pat, I didn't mean to impugn your reputation. We love you.
Yeah, with a lot of the stories I bring in here, one of the big themes is collaboration, and I loved how many different community groups were involved. We didn't even mention that Washtenaw Literacy got involved in some of the early talks. They're not involved in the day-to-day operations particularly, but they helped shape the program, and they may be sending some of their learners for additional writing help during the open drop-in hours, and the Ann Arbor... Council for Independent Living got in, and they're going to be coordinating with 826 to do workshops for their population, which is disabled young people in their teens and 20s. And I think Catherine said that there was an opportunity for them to be published as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So the Ann Arbor Center for Independent Living is an amazing organization that advocates and works with folks on advocating for themselves, folks with disabilities. And so we are offering a multi-part workshop. It's starting this fall, starting in November on Saturdays, and open to anyone, but especially accessible. And that program will have the opportunity for folks to get feedback on their writing and then also to eventually be in a publication in the spring.
Great. And what do you have going on for next week? Do you know yet?
I do, although I'm blanking out right
now. We'll leave all this in. This will all be left for the banter.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Patrick.
The tap dancing.
Oh, it's exciting. There is a nonprofit that has been based in Ann Arbor for a long time that's moving to Ypsilanti, and we kind of got a first look at what they're going to be doing when they move to Ypsilanti.
Well, we'll talk about that next week on the Ground Ipsy here on 89.1 WEMU. As we said, you can find all this great work at concentratemedia.com or at 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti's webpage, WEMU.org.